I've in the industry, we all hear stuff, and there's this perception of people about you, especially in the dancing community. Most of them do say you're so strict, you're not friendly. Yeah, but now that we got into the conversation, now I know where that is coming from.
Yes.
Why you are a disciplinarian.
I am a strict person to an unserious mind. You can only see, because I'm the friendliest, playful boss anybody has. But you see, there's a thin line between that play and the work. Don't extend it when you should be working. So that's the thing that confuses people. Like, one woman, she will play with you. The next minute, she's like, what the F are you doing? Because I don't mix business with pleasure. I don't. A lot of young people are not dancers. They're opportunists. It is, and the opportunism or the opportunity that they are seeking, it's not their fault. It's the economy. Do you understand? There's poverty in the land. So if I can do one,
so
two steps.
A lot of people even go into the business based
it's
on
for
poverty.
Hunger.
Not
it's
because,
not the want to be dancers.
Not because they're talented in that.
They're not. And dance is a kind of art form that is like beautifying the eyes of the beholder. If you see one small boy, now do when they don't spray our money. If they spray our money 3, 4, 5 places, mama go print card, say he don't become dancer. Without putting him through the rudiments of understanding the craft and able to sustain, you know, income. Do you get what I'm saying? So that is the reason why I do my dance school or academy in such a way whereby it's to teach you how to be the boss in your dance.
You know, we used to be on the same street in Akoka.
You know,
Kabasa Studio is like
yes. Oh
school.
My god,
yeah. So, I do come upstairs.
Media Solution,
yeah. Media Solution, watch you guys. Then go myself and Nice will come there.
When I started, dancers don't believe that you have to do a warm up, they don't even believe that you have to exercise before you dance. Just feel I go, they do training, I attack, carry them, go back beach, may they go walk their legs, body conditioning. They'll be like, when are we dancing? I said, I don't know. Do you think that's how it's done? Like, that's not how do you expand your lifespan as a dancer when your body is not in the right condition? You understand? So people say,
as a matter of fact, even me, I think that was the first place I would actually see a dance school and what they do. You know? So sometimes I'll just tell Nice, let's go and watch.
We need to train.
We see how much work you put in, put all of them down, keep talking. And
I will still talk to them. So I'm almost like a mother. Like, see, it's only beef and hate that will make a dancer just have only negative things to say about me. It's just beef and hate. You understand? That will make the ones that will say it. I must say that's what everybody. There are those that know that when they come, even those that are lazy, they know that my madam, she don't call us for job. Hey, they go there, go work. Oh Jesus! Because the same 30,000 naira that they will pay you for a music video to just do like this and do like this is the same 30,000 I'm going to pay you, but you're going to work. Because in Nigeria, it's hard to find a dancer that is ready-made for the work. America is easier. When you do an audition, you audition according to what you're looking for.
Yeah.
In Nigeria, no. They're learning on the job. You are paying them and teaching them at the same time.
Yeah.
Even when they say they know how to dance. But some people cannot dance, but how do they enter the character you want them to at the same time? Do they have the energy you want them to at the same time? So that's why you see some Instagram dancers come for an actual audition or rehearsal, and they can't make it. Because you are working in an edited world. This is real life.
It's different.
It's different. You got to put in the hours, like 8 hours dancing for a 1 minute choreography. And you probably have to do that for one whole week or 1 month. That same 1 minute.
To make it perfect.
To make it perfect.
Wow.
Which is the reason why we are priced poorly. If you look the amount of man hours that goes into creating, rehearsing, and implementing dance, it's nowhere near the amount of money that we're being paid. You understand?
Yeah.
And it's a global thing. You understand? It's not only Nigeria that dancers are underpaid. It's a global thing. It's just that because it's dollar and it's naira, it
so
looks like it's more.
Yeah.
But it's almost a global thing, but it's just a few percentage that bust out in the exceptional realm and get it. And they also have associations that regulate if you are part of a not if you are a street dancer or just I can collect anything, but if you are part of a body or whatever, there are certain amount of money that
they can't pay you less.
They can't pay you less than that amount of hours. You can't overwork. They'll pay more. These are the kind of things I'm want to introduce into our system. I know there'll be pushback about it, and the pushback comes in two ways. You are protecting the dancer by saying, if you go to a Davido set or if you go to a Tiwa Savage set, you are built for 8 hours. director has been contacted. When exactly do you need the dancer? Don't tell them to come. All come at 5 a.m. call time, only to use them at 10 p.m.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
I think that was the point you had the fallout with David, right?
Yeah, the fallout with David was, it wasn't even initially David directly. It was with the manager Kamal, because he was the one giving me the feedback.
Right. Yeah.
So we're about to climb on stage. The only problem I had with David was the dancers have already been hired prior to you climbing on stage. Now you're about to climb on stage. You just pull your hand out and say you don't need dancers. I didn't even realize that was what the communication was. I thought the communication was not yet or something, because I'd already gotten the girls. And these were American dancers. That was the first time I was working with American dancers too. And I mean, so I was careful of their labor laws.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? You can't just hire somebody and say you don't need them. They don't pay them. So it was not a thing of, I don't think he's going to use them. I said, don't think. No problem now. Yeah, there's no problem. But sure, you know that they've been hired. Yeah, they're going to pay for the service. Then he now said, I'm not sure he's going to do that. I said, I don't know how you're going to do it. Is that you're going to find a way to get these girls on that stage? Or you're going to have to pay? He said, I have to discuss with David. Now, apparently, David went on stage, and at some point, I think he gassed out or needed now energy. He then asked, beckoned on the girls to come. These girls had to practically change at the side of the stage. Nearly went naked training, because now they were already changed for somebody else, since they say, but all of a sudden David now needs girls. They had to remove their clothes, and it's all because of me. And they did that, and they went on stage. So it's supposed to be paid. So I waited 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, 5 months. How much is this money? You know, so I even have the WhatsApp conversation of we would. I was like, look, it's like you're taking a piss. Then the next thing, I will see David. I don't believe in attacking the artist. If you have a management, it's the management
that I will talk to.
So it's the manager that I felt. It was when they now started communicating from an angle of David said. That's where it got to me. That why would he say that? And why are you waiting to this time for him to say that? It wasn't even later when we settled that it was like he actually didn't know that something like that went down. Yes, he's apologizing for the way it happened, but he didn't think the money thing lingered. You get what I'm saying? Yeah,
because he's a great guy too. So
yes, I've worked with him when he was just starting.
You understand what I'm saying?
So there were a lot of things, and again, I now got what now added the salt to the matter was when I now heard that some dancers were doing these Three Thrones concert, and some dancers wanted to dance with him, and that they said that David said they didn't want any dancer within a particular perimeter of him. And it made it sound like Uncle Iranwon.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? I said, no, why'd you do that? That was not even my dancers, somebody else's dancers. So when the report came, I said, are you sure? The person with the dancer was like, I was there. That it was really that, mama, if you did, they not go do us like that. So at that moment, it just felt like, but you could fight for us. Why are you not fighting for us? You understand? So I was like, okay, you know what? Why would you do that? I've tried to reach you. At that time, I even called again. I said, I've done the video. I sent the video to Kamal. You guys need to respond or I'm going to release that. They didn't respond. I said, okay, you're calling my bluff. Okay. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And that was how that whole scenario, you know, happened. And I now started getting a lot of feedback from different dancers globally to say they be treated like that.
Yeah, because I believe that industry needed voices.
Yes.
And you are like the main.
But I got betrayed almost immediately. Like the same
even
dancer.
The dancers came after you.
Immediately.
Yeah, I wanted to talk
like,
about
are
that.
You like, kidding me?
Like seriously, the same people you're fighting for.
The same people I'm fighting for. The next thing you say, you owed us this and you owed them. I'm like, what are you even talking about? Even people that have not even worked for me were saying, yes, I am this and I am that. I lock 15 dancers in one room. I'm like, wait, there's a difference between opening my door. Thank God this boy here used to work with me.
You
understand what I'm saying? He's been to my house. He sees that it's practically an open place for if you don't have anywhere to sit. Because my mind is that a dancer is coming all the way from Akure. Come on, do we as a But the same people that live in your house are the ones that have the nastiest story to say outside. So how do you defend that?
Yeah.
How do you defend somebody that and I now found out that it was a gimmick? They don't want others to come. They want to be the one staying there. Or if they do something bad and they go, they don't know how to tell someone that it was their fault. So they need to tell wherever they go that I did something so bad.
They
and that person will hate me so much that will not even bother to come and find out. So that's why when I see dancers deflect, it's a human thing, right? It's a human thing. When I see dancers deflect from another company, I'm always asking, what did you do there?
Yeah.
If they're there, I said, I'm not going to hire you. Sometimes I don't. Sometimes if I do, it'll be on a very, very maybe one-off phase, but I can't trust you if that they can't trust you. If you come here and are telling me bad things about the other dance company, you do the same to me. So for me, I don't accept rubbish. I don't do all this illicit behaviors, you know, drinking, smoking, anyhow. Yes, you if you want to drink, you want to smoke, they are personal things. Don't bring it to work. All those little things, they don't like it. They want a place for that terrible freedom that our parents are making dance look bad for.
An average Nigerian street person, male or female,
yes,
does not even think is work.
Yes, they don't think exactly.
They don't even think. Do you tell them?
They even think you are doing you. They are doing you. They are doing you a favor. I showed up.
Traffic day now, not
exactly.
Are you serious?
You said traffic. Don't I say rain for? I say you be sort. No, you be lot wife. I don't understand.
They don't even think it's work. It's you now be telling them that, see, you don't do this in a work environment. You don't talk to people like this. You don't drink.
Exactly.
You don't. There was one day, one was sitting in my bar and was smoking.
Because my lounge.
He was actually smoking.
No, realize that as a staff, you're not allowed there.
Are you not working here anymore?
Yes, maybe. Let's ask. Maybe we should serve you as customer now. So you can quickly say,
can you stand confidently in the bar and there are customers in your smoking?
Are you serious?
Like, it's just a mindset thing. It's the way many of them think. You're going through all that with even people that sleeps in your house. I can imagine what you go through on social media.
No. Social media for me is a street whereby if you back anyhow, if I enter you, you go enter your shell.
So you respond?
Once in a while, I do. Sometimes, see, if I'm a disciplinarian, you don't just cross my street. I don't go to blogs to go and disturb you. I'm in my place. You now come to my page.
Write rubbish.
No, you can't get away with it. You know, yes, there's always an option of ignore, block, ignore. We are human beings. We absorb information. Words are powerful. I keep telling people that you think the person that takes a gun and shoots someone is the murderer. You that use words to hurt another human being, you are worse off because you are totally against the rule of God. God says love. As long as what you do incites hate, you are a killer. Do you understand what I'm saying? Even bloggers that use wrong captions, I'm like, you guys are doing it to your benefit. But you don't know that biblically, spiritually, or raw. No matter the mode at which the oral comes out, whether it's written is worse than even saying. If you want to achieve your dreams, write it down.
Yeah, words are like sword.
They're swords.
Yeah.
And you're using it to poke. And those people that are saying those things, they can't take it. The moment you throw them back, if you've seen some of those trolls that they'll just answer back, that they'll not start begging, please.
I'm sorry.
I'm like, wow.
You see them all the time. Really. So, and many of them, even if they see you one on one,
they know they don't bond them well. I had a boy like that that walked up to me doing one of my programs. He came to hear me speak. Backstage, he couldn't go home. I was wondering why this boy had no go house. He just comes and says, I have to wait to apologize to you. I said, he said, I was one of your biggest haters.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. But I respected the fact that he would want to put a face to his hate and ask for forgiveness. Because it was like, you know what people say. I was like, well, they have to say. Because how would God show off himself if there are no tribulations and trials?
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying? Yeah. That's where the glory comes now. So, and I thrive a lot in a place of doubt. I like it when you just underestimate me or just the sweet. Now, the victory always the sweet when you see a worthy opponent. Now, do you get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, victory goes sweet you well. So, it's fine, but that I will not address certain things. No, not for some small dingbat on this on social media.
The whole lot.
No. You need to. There's what you call. You need to be ethically like cordial. So the same way you can't come to me and speak to me anyhow. You can't just be on social media and just spew your hate in any form you like because nobody's going to. You are safe behind. Unfortunately, they are not safe behind the device. They've planted a seed that will germinate against them for life.
Continue watching full episode on JaBless Original Intelligence Podcast YouTube channel. Please click subscribe to our channel. Like and comment on our videos. Thanks for watching.